Hey guys, what's up? It is me, Leray, and welcome back to my podcast, Put a Sock in It. Oh my god, hey Noah, I didn't see you there. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I didn't recognize, you just came out of nowhere, you know? It was like, boo, you know what I mean? Yeah. Welcome back, guys. We have a very, very special day today. But before we talk about today, let's talk about yesterday.
Let's talk about yesterday.
Noah, what did we do yesterday?
We live like 5 minutes away from each other. I picked you up. We went to the gym. And I was like, what are we going to do today at the gym? Because we had a plan to go to the gym and then hike after. I was like, what are we going to do at the gym? And you were like, well, let's do some cardio. And I was like, well, we're going to hike after. But okay. Like, I didn't have any, I didn't question it. I was just like, okay, absolutely. Lots of cardio. Love cardio.
You love cardio. You know, Noah's specialty is doing cardio and talking. Noah talks a lot during cardio. Usually when I do cardio with my friends, we're very silent, you know? We're just in our zone, popping the AirPods, listen to some fucking like Kodak Black or some fucking like 6ix9ine to get in the fucking vibes, you know? But Noah here loves good conversation when I'm trying to run my mile. And also I have really bad asthma, so I was struggling, not to mention hyperventilating. Oh my god, I was also wheezing and I was like trying to like keep up with the conversation. But my girl here, she can multitask.
Yeah, I think. Well, we were walking on the treadmill.
Yeah, we were going up some incline. It was giving 10.5 incline.
But I feel like it just makes the time fly so. Like, I feel like we were on the treadmill and then we blinked and then it was like, we've been on here for 35 minutes.
No, you did. I was dying.
Larry was over there grabbing the handlebars and pulling himself up.
I was literally dying. I was trying my hardest to just. Because you were so invested in the conversation that I felt bad if I just ignored you.
Yeah, it was a good conversation.
So I was like, no, literally, like fully dying. And then we went hiking for like fucking an hour.
And then we picked up Curtis and Markel, and then we went hiking, and that was fun. I love a good hike.
The hike was fun. I asked Greg, though. I was miserable after.
Why?
Entire body was begging for help.
Well, we
did
good double cardio. I feel like if we went to the gym and like strictly did like
we would have been fine, but
arms
like,
or upper body.
Gains, bruh.
I guess.
Never doing this shit again, though.
Like, I do want to hike, like, I mean, because the hiking spot that we went to is, like, a great hiking spot. Don't get me wrong. Great
views. We should
go to
new ones.
We should, like, try different ones. I think that'd be fun. And,
me
like,
too.
Maybe in the summer, some that lead to, like, waterfalls or, like, something at the end, you know?
Because
there was no end.
Waterfall. That'd be so nice. Like, oh, my God, I know
Arizona
spot,
has
actually.
Some good spots for that. Yeah, I just want
to
pull up.
Should we go to Arizona?
We should.
Comment down below if we should go to Arizona.
If there's any cool hikes that you guys know of, that'd be fun. We're big hikers now.
Hey, future me.
We should get hella hiking gear.
Intense.
Or we should get the walking sticks and everything. We should get some boots.
This is our new thing.
I would love for hiking to be our new thing. It's very adventurous and it's very outdoorsy.
It's good for me.
It's good for your soul, too.
I would never do this.
Being outside.
You're bringing a lot out of me. You know that, right?
That's good.
This is a sign for y'all to go hiking with your friends. You know,
actually,
get the fuck up. Get off of TikTok. Stop scrolling through For You page. It's not going to change. Get off of Twitter. Like, you're reading basically nonsense. Go outside and hike with your friends. Like, or walk around.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Hey, future me. How was hiking?
Guys, I promise you I'm not holding a gun to his head.
Oh, no.
Like,
fully, there's a gun under the table with his toe.
It's the toe with the trigger.
The toe?
Yeah. After the hike, we went to lunch at, like, a... That we,
no
your
one
place.
Cares about our lunch. Okay, let's talk about Euphoria. Let's talk about that.
Should we talk about Euphoria?
Let's talk about Euphoria.
Wait, that's actually a hot topic. Let's do it. This needs to come out like...
We're going to debate really
this
quick.
This podcast needs to come out soon then.
Okay, absolutely. Because
it's hot right now.
It's super hot right now.
But it will continue to be hot because it's coming out every
but
week.
But people want to see our opinions about it anyway.
Right.
Regardless if it's hot or not.
Okay, let's get your opinion first and I'll piggyback off it.
Okay, fine. I think so far the new season is amazing. Let's talk about it. Let's see who...
It's been a roller coaster.
It's been a roller coaster, for sure. We'll go back and forth to see who our favorite characters are. My favorite character right now is Elliot. I personally think I would be there waiting for him with open arms, you know? If he was ever sad, I would have just a hug ready, because that boy is just amazing. Do you disagree?
Oh, what do you mean?
Do you think he's a horrible character?
I didn't say that.
Okay, I just...
I think he's a great character. I don't know if he'd be one of my favorites.
Who's your favorite?
Just because we just met him, you know? And I want it to be someone I've, like, grown
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. Who's your favorite? Is it giving Nate Jacobs? Because y'all resemblance a lot.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, you both are crazy.
Right.
I caught Noah staring at himself in the mirror screaming.
All the characters, like, you see like the good and the bad of like all the characters. And so like after seeing both sides of like all the characters, you never, I don't know, you don't really
end up liking
them. They all kind of suck. I like Lexi. I think Lexi's very cool. I think she's very unproblematic and she just like wants to write her play.
Lexi's the type of girl I feel like everyone needs to like have in their life, you know?
To like balance
it
out.
Yeah, she's just there and she's just like,
she's a good friend. She's a good sister, you know? And like when she, like,
hashtag when Cassie justice was for fucking Lexi. Justice for Lexi. She's such a side character.
No, everyone loves her though. It's been great on Twitter. Like everyone loves her. Okay. So it's like, Cassie, she's getting the recognition she deserves.
Cassie.
Like, yeah, so they just all have their problems.
But Cassie, in particular, I am very upset
Cassie
with
just Cassie just has, like, insecurity issues. I don't know, like, why.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, just, like, I don't know why. It's just, like, it's normal to have them.
I
but,
get
like,
that. And, you know, I understand the whole, like, being with the guy because he's bad for you and you're just stuck. It's, like, Stockholm Syndrome type shit. I understand that. But it's your best friend's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, he's probably a fish.
She needs to get her ass beat. There, I said it. I personally.
Damn.
Yeah, she does.
By who? Maddie?
Yeah, 100%. Maddie needs to fucking rocket launch that hoe. The fuck? I love being a little secret. Bitch, what do you mean? You're best. Oh, no, she's crazy. But also, that's because that's, you know, I think I resemble, I like, that's my
who
biggest
do you resemble?
Fear.
Who do you resemble?
It's just like the thought, like, imagine my best friend dating my ex-boyfriend secretly. Oh, bullets, RPG, nuke, bomb.
That's like,
oh my god.
It's almost like that's happened recently in this industry.
Oh my god, I thought you were talking about me.
No, not with you. But yeah, I can imagine how hard that would be.
Are we living in euphoria?
Josh is Maddie.
Oh my god. But it would.
You're Nate.
No, I'm not Nate.
I'm Jules.
I know that. No, I'm Rue.
Oh. Rue's been a mess this season.
Dumb bitch.
Oh.
Dumb fucking bitch. I just saw like the thought process of her gaslighting and manipulating.
It's so hard to watch.
It's so hard to watch. But I'm Rue. But no. Okay, let's say, who do you resemble in the show?
I don't think I resemble any of
them. Yeah, you do. Let's be honest. Come on.
Who do you think I resemble? I know this. Why do you think
you
I
give
resemble?
You give me Fez.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you
that
give me Fez.
Gone somewhere else.
I was going to.
Careful.
I was going to say what you really give me, but.
Okay, let's talk about this then. If you want to keep beating around the bush, why do you think I resemble Nate Jacobs?
You really want to bring that up right now? I don't think you resemble
it because we're jocks. Is that what it is?
No.
Come on, Sadie.
I think y'all both have mental issues that rely on us. No, I don't think you resemble Nate at all. Personally, if you did, I probably would not be around you. I think you resemble Fez, as in like. You always have the best interest for people.
I mentioned that on my YouTube video. I said like, yeah, like Fez is like a drug dealer, but at the same time,
see,
like,
you don't drug deal, you thirst trap deal. You know what I mean? It's like you're selling.
You thought you ate.
I did. I thought I ate that.
Oh, but I talked about it a little bit about like how Fez, like even though he's a drug dealer, and, like what he's doing is wrong. Like I hadn't seen season two at all when I made the video, and I was like. Just going off season one and like not knowing much about him, but I was like I don't know why he's a drug dealer, but he seems like he's got
good
intentions.
That way, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And he was like a dropout and all that stuff. But
I feel
like
if he wasn't a drug dealer, he would be like the best character.
Oh, he's got great intentions. He's like a good guy, and he like cares about like family and like all like, morally correct stuff for the most part.
Who do I give you? Be honest. You can say Maddie. Duh.
You give me a few mixtures of everything.
Everything? Okay, go. Don't hurt my feelings. It's too early. It's like...
I don't know why you... I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm...
Who do you want me to compare you to? There's no, like good characters.
Who do you think? Come on.
Like, if I say... you okay, I'm just... I want to say it just because you said, am I Maddie? Like...
I'm envisioning it. And if you say fucking cat, I'll kill you. If you say cat, I'll kill you.
Wait, which one? Oh. I know. In my YouTube video, it was just me, like, it was fast forwarding, then all of a sudden I was like, Kat's getting her bag. And then it just fast forwards again. Like, it just. Cat's crazy.
Cat's insane. I feel like you're really like scared to answer this question.
Of who you resemble?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like, is it bad?
No.
You think I'm a bad person? You think I'm a bad person?
I just genuinely don't know who you resemble.
Okay, I'll take that. We'll just go with
I don't think you want to resemble any of them.
Let's dive deep into the world right now. Let's talk about something that has substance.
Okay. Euphoria has a lot of substances.
You thought you ate that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who's your favorite artist right now in this exact moment?
My favorite artist right now.
In this exact moment. Like, what you listen to? Oh, you like sad music, though.
I listen to all kinds of music.
What is that one art? Like, you show me a song. We're fucking at the beach. You show me and you're like, listen to this part. Like, who was that? It was a guy.
Was it Shawn Mendes? Was it that one?
It was.
Or was it?
It wasn't Shawn Mendes.
Lainey?
I think so.
Malibu Nights?
Yes. I think it was that one.
It's a great song.
Oh my God. Guys, I'm not kidding.
Well, I could go through.
You don't have to, friend. You don't have to. But it's okay.
I listen to all kinds of music. Yeah. What kind of music do you listen to? You listen to all kinds, right?
I say your favorite artist, not like your genre. Or like.
What I know, but I'm trying to think of like. Because. I have like a favorite. I could think of like my favorite rapper, and then I could think of like my favorite country artist. Mm-hmm. But like, so that answer really, like, if I say, "Oh, my favorite artist is Luis Capaldi," you're gonna think like, "Oh, this guy loves sad music," you know?
But you do
love it, but I don't want people to think that's all I listen to, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you really you overthink a lot. You just overthought that entire situation. Like, I just asked you for your favorite artist.
Oh, I love Giveon. I love Giveon.
He's got some flavor to you. Okay, I see you.
Giveon's fire.
That's fire. I love some Giveon.
What about you?
Right now, it's J Balvin.
Love J Balvin. Mm-hmm. You know about that reggaeton.
You know, perra. That's perra. That's my song. If you put that song right now, I'll stop what I'm doing and I will fuck it up.
Will you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bitch, I'm not kidding. I just, like, you know me. I'm a very, not an emotional person, but then when something gets under my skin, it gets under my skin, as you saw with that phone call in the movie room. One little thing pisses me off, ticks me off, you know, has me, like, really,
Yeah, you're human.
But, after.
Where are you going with this?
You know, after some, like, if I'm angry, I just put that song and I promise you, mood switch.
Oh.
This is probably a very controversial topic.
You're so unpredictable, you know that?
You think that about me? That's the sweetest thing you've ever said. baths. You hate them.
Baths?
Baths. Baths?
Okay, you're saying baths.
Baths. Baths?
Baths.
I have a list, Noah. What
no,
the fuck?
You don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
You know, I can't say Mississippi. Like, I have a list. Like,
it only triggers when I say Mississippi.
Yeah, like, I'm one of those girls. I've always wanted to be one of those girls, and I am one of those girls. But baths. Stop. Baths. You hate them.
What do you mean I hate them?
Why do you hate baths?
I've never said I hated baths.
Oh, you fucking crazy. You're Nate Jacobs. Yes, you literally, in your house, I go, oh, there's a bathtub. You go, I hate baths. Dixie loves baths. Like, why do you hate baths?
I don't have a bad relationship with baths. I really don't. I just like.
Are you gaslighting me? Am I being gaslighted?
No, I'm not manipulating you. It's literally just disagreeing one time with I'm disagreeing with you.
Oh, you can't disagree with me. Baths are amazing. You're not allowed to have an opinion.
I'm disagreeing with the opinion that you thought I had on baths.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think baths are great. I have a bath in my room.
You called me an ogre once, you go back into your swamp water, but okay. Right. Continue, friend.
I have a bath in my bathroom, and it looks so aesthetic. Like, it's very nice. But no, I don't. Unless I'm in a hotel, I can't see myself ever like setting up the tub and just like giving myself a nice soak. And like, I probably should. Like, it's probably nice.
You might need to.
However, it's like, my bath isn't the biggest. And I'm like,
oh, you're a big girl. It's a big bitch. That's a big bitch.
But the hotel, like, a hotel tub is like nice occasionally. But like, I'm not like huge on the whole concept of bath. Okay. It's more of just like chill.
Okay, I thought you hated baths for a second. I was gonna like,
I don't hate them. It's just like, I'd rather just shower and get over with it.
Oh, maybe I'm wasting time. I take baths every day.
Actually,
I've only taken baths this entire time I lived in my new house. I barely take showers. Is that bad?
What?
Is that bad?
Actually?
I swear to God.
Wait, that's kind of...
Is that gross? I don't think that's gross, personally. I'm still going on water.
Well, I feel like when I... Like, even at hotels, I'll bathe, and then I'll go straight into the shower after.
But see,
rinse it off, because I'm soaking in, like, my bath water.
Okay, I see I see what you're saying.
And, like, if you don't shower before, then it's just, like, all that sweat from, like, the day, or, like, all that built-up stuff that's on you.
I don't sweat, though.
Okay.
You know, like, what I mean? You know us girls over here.
Yeah. You Mississippi girl.
Yeah, okay, now I feel like a dirty bitch. Like, I feel like a fucking ogre.
No, don't
ogre.
Feel like that. It's just because, how I feel.
I thought it was normal to get in the bath and then just get out and be fine. I didn't know you had to go in the bath, take a shower to rinse off. I didn't think that was a thing.
I don't know if it's a thing. I just do it because I just like...
Hygiene.
Double clean, I guess.
Okay. Noah.
Larry.
I have something to tell you. And it's quite serious. Recently, I've been going through a dark time. Which has led me to do dark things.
Like what?
You know, just live on the dark side. Vampire vibes. Lil Huddy vibes. And I came across this new artist that gives me those good vibes. You may know him as the one, the only.
Very special guest today with us, guys.
Ian Dior,
everyone.
Woo!
What's up, guys? And we're back. Like we said before, we introduced a very special guest, and here today with us is Ian Dior.
Yo, what's going on?
Hello. So, Ian, you have a new album out.
Right.
Just dropped.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
You know, at first I was a little nervous because I was, you know, blending a lot of genres, but Turns out they love it.
Yeah.
I was listening to it in the car when I picked them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So it was like a little nerve-wracking at first, but I feel like that's with every album. And now like that it's out, it's just kind of like 1,000 pounds lifted off my shoulders.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, you probably have felt a similar feeling, obviously, with your song and everything, but I've never...
The thought process of making albums is insane. Just like along when I was in the studio making Canceled, it just like, it was my first time ever like doing something in the studio. So just seeing the overall vibe and just making one song and all the stress that came with just making one song, like the thought process of making an album.
Well, it gets easier though. Like whenever you first start off, it's hard to like make one song. But once you get the hang of it, like it's making just, like 2-3 songs a night. Like, and then it gets a little easier. Yeah.
Remember our studio session?
We did have a studio session.
You had one?
Yeah, I had somewhat. Noah. I wanted Noah to bring out the his hood side, and I had him doing a cover. What is the song?
Oppa Stoppa.
He did the entire cover.
I covered Oppa Stoppa with 21 YBN. Yeah,
that's hard.
Oh
my
god,
it was fun. But yeah, that atmosphere. Like I've been in the studio a couple times. Like not anything serious. Obviously, I haven't put anything out or anything like that. But just like that vibe is so dope. But I don't know, for anyone that has no idea, like myself, of like that feeling of like having something that you create and then like putting it out there, like I can't even compare it. It's like a TikTok. Like you set down your TikTok, it's like, oh, I just created this. Like, yeah, I'm going to put it out, see how it does, you know? Like you're spending hours and hours and hours.
Every single song, like, is, you know how people take pictures as memories?
Mm-hmm.
Like music is my timestamps.
Yeah.
Like I remember that, I could visually remember that time and day where I like felt like that and made that song.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes this album so special to me.
Nice. Who has been like your favorite artist to work with? You'd say.
You know, I always work with Travis, you know.
Yeah.
I love working with him. You know, every time, you know, we get in the studio, we make amazing music. But working with Uzi was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, because he's exactly what you would think he was in person. He's super animated and just wants to have fun.
Yeah. Sick.
Like, the man pulled up in a fucking bulletproof armor truck. Like, he's legit living in his life like GTA. And, yeah. And oh, I just, I respect it. Yeah.
It's the best way to live.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What is your biggest accomplishment so far since you've, like, just been in LA so far? I'm very curious on that.
You know, I've accomplished a lot, you know, in a short amount of time, but I think my biggest accomplishment was, you know, getting my mom her house.
And, yes.
You know, getting her her car and, you know, making sure she's settled. Like, to me, that was the biggest accomplishment that I've, because that's the only reason I did all this.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You know, to support my family. But, yeah.
That's beautiful. Oh, my God. Just, yeah. Like, the thought process of just seeing someone's, like, mom happy about that.
Dude, she cried. So yeah, like, she had no idea.
Yeah.
Do many people know about that, too? Like, have you, like, put that out on the internet or anything? Like
no,
that?
Because I don't care. It's more for me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm the type of person where I don't put my life on the internet, right. You know, unless I have to.
Yeah.
But besides that, you know, I keep to myself.
Yeah.
The best way to do it. People care too much of them, like, have so many opinions of your life.
Yeah, and, really and none of their opinions matter. All that matters is what you care about and who cares about you.
100% agree. Right. It's fun to just show people a little bit and then they just take it and run with it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, and if they you want don't
the
give
whole cake.
Every, yeah. If you don't give them every single detail, they'll
create narratives.
They'll create all kinds of things. And yeah, people get carried away with it. And it's hard sometimes. Obviously, with what we do, we kind of have to put our lives a bit more on the internet than more what than we probably others. Want.
Yeah.
But it is cool, though, because you kind of like document it. And then, like, you have something to look back on in years, but at the same time, like, the stuff that you kind of have to deal with now about, like, what you're saying about, like,
yeah,
at the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter what people think, but
when you see it all everywhere,
when you see know, it everywhere,
that's when you need to learn how to turn off your phone.
Exactly.
Turn it off.
It takes
a time. I hate my phone sometimes. I won't be on it for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my manager will literally have to come to my house and be like, are you alive?
Yeah.
You know, because
that's crazy.
I'd be in my own world. You know, I have a studio at the crib. I just like to record.
Yeah.
I've been like getting into like these weird like little hobbies like archery and shit.
Archery?
Yeah. I was about to say, let's hear about these hobbies.
Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah. Like, you know, something recent. I started about a month ago, but I honestly love it. You know, just like pulling that arrow back. And when you hit the target, it's the best feeling.
But where do you be doing it? In the backyard or what?
Yeah, I have like this little like runway thing in my backyard and I have the...
That's dope.
Yeah, so I don't even have to leave my crib and I'll have like this instructor come over and kind of teach me how to do it because I've been fucking my elbow up. Because every time I let it go, it just smacks my elbow.
Damn.
Shit fucking hurts.
Yeah, I'm like, not gonna
imagine. Can't lie. But
you probably got a real deal, like,
oh yeah,
bow and everything.
It'll fuck you up, yeah.
That's crazy.
I've been doing that and then I recently started golfing.
Oh, like, dope. Love golf.
A little Caucasian sport.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to understand, like, I went golfing with my grandfather, and I never understand, like, the premise of it. Like,
it's hard.
Yeah.
Golf I threw my back out because I was trying to hit the ball so hard.
Oh, my God.
So, like, there's, like, a certain form. Like, you have to make, like, an L whenever you swing and da-da-da, but...
I get
to
top
very,
golf.
It's very fundamental. Like, it's very, like, pure technique. Like, it's such a chill sport. Like, literally, if you just, like, plan it out with, like, some of your boys, like, on, like... a Sunday.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah. And it's like an 8-9 hour thing that you can make it into. And it's like,
see, I don't be out there for that long. I don't love it that much. But you know, just the idea of like, you know, just being with your friends and just hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the most important thing to me right
it's
now.
It's so chill. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
that's awesome.
We be working a lot.
Yeah.
You know, all of us.
You mentioned that you wanted to come out to LA and you had something different in mind.
So like, you know, I was English was the only class that I ever passed in high school. Failed everything else, got kicked out of school. I had to go to, like, an alternative school. And, you know, I ended up graduating early because they just gave me the credits. And I was really into poetry. I thought that I was going to be, like, an author, you know, like, write poems and stuff. But then I really got into movies at the same time that I was making music. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really think the music show was going to take off.
Gotcha.
You know, I thought that whenever I got to L.A., I was going to be able to, you know, find the right people to, like, start getting into movies, maybe acting, and then getting into directing, because my mind never stops.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking of stuff, you know? Like, right now, I'm working on a book. You know, I've been doing a couple of acting roles. I'm in the NFT world now, you know? I like to paint, and I like to draw. But, yeah, when I moved here, I kind of just fell into music, and for some reason, it just felt so right. It's like my therapy.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you feel in some type of way, you don't have to find a friend to talk to. You just find a beat and you say how you feel.
Yeah.
And there's people out there that relate to you. And I think that's the best part about it.
Mm. That's interesting. Yeah.
Very interesting. Anime. Do you watch anime?
Yeah.
At all? What's your favorite anime? Please.
Fuck. And everybody says Naruto. I mean, Naruto's one of the greatest ones.
Yeah, absolutely. The
like,
best.
It's one of the greatest ones.
Hands down.
I like Demon Slayer. I like Soul Eater. I think, actually, one of my favorite ones is Parasite, if you've seen that.
Oh, I recently just saw that on Netflix.
Yeah, it's about this kid that, like, wakes up one morning, and he has a parasite on his hand. It's like an eyeball. And it talks to him, and it starts to control his body. So anybody that, like, messes with him, she straight up eats it. Eats the person, like, and he doesn't know how to control it. Like, it's such a good anime.
Damn.
And also
forced you to watch it.
Also, Death Note. Death Note
is really,
really
fucking good. Have you seen the new Demon Slayer season 2?
Yeah.
You've watched it?
Yeah, that's what I was watching, yeah.
I'm waiting for all the episodes to come out because I don't want to, like, have to wait
per episode. Watch one and then wait.
Yeah, because then I'll forget what happened in the last. Like, I just need everything just to be in one order. Because we're watching a fucking show right now, and it's so annoying to have to, like, keep going back and just, like, trying to remind ourselves what happened.
Yeah.
In the last show, it sucks. Speaking of shows, what is your favorite show at this exact moment?
That's a great question. I think for me, what will always be my favorite show, like, no matter where I am in my life, I think Game of Thrones will always take.
Good answer.
Damn, that's a long show.
It was an investment. But after I first watched it, I wanted to watch it again to, like, really understand. And then I watched it again.
That bitch is too long. That bitch is way too
long. It's long, but it's just
when,
like,
you watch something again, you realize shit that you didn't, like, realize when you watched it the first time.
Yeah, I watched it, like, 4 times all the way through, and I'm still noticing things that I haven't seen. And it's like, yeah, because that show's just so, like, complex. Like, there's so much to it. There's so many stories that tie in. And
I've never watched it. I just, like, heard that it's really long, but it's good.
I think you would love it.
What is your favorite show at this exact moment?
My favorite show? All right, this is going to sound... I don't know if this is lame, but that show, Emily in Paris, I'm fucking...
You like that?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot.
That's interesting.
I heard some people talking about it. What is it about?
I don't know. You have to watch it. I don't want to spoil it for you, but, like you for sure would love it.
Okay. We were just talking about that. That wasn't you. I think I was talking to that about Mario, that, like, going to different countries, like, because we were in Italy, and people don't really like Americans that much.
No, if you don't speak French, they're just going to... Yeah. Like, you know, just like, whatever. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly what happened to me.
With Emily in Paris, that's funny that you mentioned that, because my roommate is actually, like, big on that right now. Him and his girl are watching that. And I was like, what's it about? Because I've heard all about it. And, like, I love Lily Collins. Like,
she's beautiful, bro.
Ever since Blindside, like, that was, like, my first, like, celeb crush on Blindside. And I was, like, such, like, a wholesome crush. Like, because a lot of people were like, Megan Fox and Transformers, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, mine's but, Megan Fox.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I was asking
Yeah,
I was asking my friend about it, and I was like, so what even is it? Like, what's it about? And he's like, it's just a show. Like, I don't know. It's just like TV, like typical TV. It's
the
about,
way
like,
they shot it, and like, because I always pay attention to like the shots and like everything. Like, they did it well. Yeah. And the storyline's good.
He compared it to New Girl. Have you seen New Girl?
I'm usually not into these type of shows, but I watched it and I was like next episode. Like, I'm into it.
Do you sit down and like watch a good show, or do you watch like YouTube? Like,
I prefer a show more than YouTube, but like lately I've just been wanting to be out the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been snowboarding and like just doing like fun stuff that, you know, whenever I have my free time, I want to use it wisely instead of just sit at home.
Interesting. And how old are you?
I'm 22.
22, gotcha.
How old are you guys?
23.
I'm 20.
20.
What's your zodiac sign? I'm going to be that person.
I was waiting for it.
I hate doing this because people in LA are like, oh, ew.
What is it?
No, it's him. Yeah.
It's Aries.
What do you know about Aries?
But
what can you tell
about
himself?
Pisces, Aries, cusp. So, like, it's a little bit of both.
Oh, you're emotional as fuck, huh?
Yeah. I mean, listen to my music.
Oh, yeah. That is true. Damn, you cry, huh?
I do.
Like a little. So you ugly.
I'm not. No. It's a cute cry. Come on.
Okay.
I'm crying ugly.
All the fucking time. Mm-hmm. Only thing I know about Aries, I'm going to be that fucking person on. I don't give a fuck if this is LA or anything. Only thing I've noticed about Aries is that y'all are the most hot-headed people ever.
Like you'll get ticked off easily.
Okay. Damn, who do you know that was Aries that like did it to you?
Looks. Look, I'm super nice mm-hmm. to everybody, mm-hmm. but if you fuck with somebody that I love, or if you fuck with me, the only people I'm scared of is my mom and God.
We have this segment on our podcast called Hotline, and prior to the recording, we tweet out like a prompt with this hotline, and I think today's prompt was, tell us about your biggest ick.
And ick as in like something you don't like?
I mean, however people will take it, but yeah, like I think we're going for like, what's something that just like icks you about someone? It
makes my spine
tingle. Yeah, like was it something just like, yeah, like that just rubs you the wrong way with someone?
Oh, with somebody or just anything?
Well, anything.
Spiders.
Spiders for you?
They freak me out.
Really?
They have too many eyes and too many legs.
Yeah.
And they're all hairy, like, nah, I can't do it. But I was also terrified of snakes, and then I got one. Mm. And I actually love them.
I thought snakes were scary, too. Then my friend Chase has, like,
Chase is the reason why I bought one.
Really? What is, like, the little smooth one that has, like, no scales? You know what I'm talking about? Have you seen a snake?
He probably got a new one.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been copping a bunch of them.
Makes me want to get a snake, too. Let's invest in
They're
snakes.
Honestly sweet, bro. I think my snake is vegan because, like, I've been trying to feed them. And I'll put lettuce in there and there'll be little bites gone. Like, and I'm just like, all right, cool. So, like, you're super nice.
How big is he? Give me like a... Oh, that's a big-ass fucking snake.
And he's not fully grown yet.
That's crazy. Yeah.
He's like, I'm never going over to Europe.
Oh, my God, yeah, that's just... See, I could do like the baby snakes. He has the tiniest snakes, but... Yeah.
He's so sweet.
As soon as
it
gets past this
point, it just scares me because it can just come out of nowhere.
That's a worm.
The one thing that made me want to get it is the guy explained to me he doesn't know what I look like. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what you look like or you.
Yeah.
All he sees is body heat. It's like infrared.
What?
So that's why whenever they get on you, they want to go to the warmest part of your body. Mm. In his cage, I have like heat pads everywhere except where his water's at. So he's cozy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Boy, so
that's kind
of
fire.
They're more scared of us than we are of them.
That is true.
Because we're just these big objects. They're like, what the hell is like this, you know?
Do you think snake has feelings? Like, do they fall in love? Like,
yeah.
Your dogs become like your best friend. They like fucking.
You think your snakes get emotionally attached to you?
Do you think your snakes will get emotionally attached to you?
No, because he doesn't know what I look like.
Exactly. All right, but without further ado, let's hear what some of our viewers think about their icks.
Right now, I'm like getting the ick really bad. Like, ugly laughs. I don't know. I just can't stand them. Like, really ugly laughs. That's fucked up.
What
kind of
ugly laugh? You gotta show us.
That's fucked up.
Because okay, that's all she left us with.
Yeah, but that's fucked up because I have an ugly laugh, so that one hit. I have the ugliest laugh ever.
I think I have, like, multiple different laughs, I feel like. It just depends. Like, no, you gotta catch... If something, like, really hits a funny spot, then it's, like...
You start wheezing and shit.
Yeah,
start snorting and everything. Let's hear the next one.
I want to hear her laugh. Like, who should I hear?
Hi, Lorraine. Hello. Right now would have to be people who are self-absorbed. Mm. Like, my friend is currently making every situation about her and the guy she's talking to. I'm trying to be supportive, but
so
it's
you're
very
the therapist
hard.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Sounds like a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's dating an Aries.
But I also feel like... I don't know. I feel like there's a time and place to kind of like... make it about yourself once in a while, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if that's bad to say. But I feel like there's a time and place to be like... damn, I've really been like... thinking about everyone else, but like... have I really been taking care of myself? And I feel, I mean, in her case, if she's, her friend's just constantly making it about her, then it's like.
She might just be a little jealous.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's fine though.
I don't
think. Maybe she's just like insecure right now and maybe she just needs a friend, but.
Probably.
But yeah, I mean, just overall, just a self-absorbed person is like, yeah, it's not always fun to be around. Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I don't want to hear about you all day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Feel that.
About that.
Oh, this is interesting. Oh, this is crazy.
Noah talks about himself all day.
No.
All day. Head ass.
All right, next one.
This is pretty basic, but honestly, just hearing people like chomp and slurp on their food.
Ugh. Oh, that's it. Yeah, no, she left it plain and simple, I think.
See, I feel like I'm being attacked because I do that too.
Ew, you're a gross eater?
No, but I just be hungry as fuck, so I eat fast. And just, I'm not.
I'm gonna be over here.
food. You should do an ASMR channel.
Mitch, fuck you.
I am serious. That stuff does well.
You're gonna troll me.
Yeah,
I would. Like, y'all don't ever just be like, just...
I don't think I ever catch myself doing it. I like if I'm ever eating, like,
I'd be lying if I said I didn't do that.
Yeah, see, like, I'll be honest. Like, I've been hungry and I, like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure someone next to me. Yeah. Like, as soon as the food comes out, it's quiet. Cause I'm like,
oh, that's where I fuck up at.
Oh, you're loud?
I'll be talking.
While you eat?
Yeah, full communication.
I'm just, when some guys, you're just like completely chewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's hear this next one.
I would say that something that gives me the ick right now, this second, would just be people thinking they know people on social media and making up these rumors and spreading lies about people they really don't know in person. It really just causes a lot of things for no reason. So I'd say that's what's giving me the ick right now.
Yes, queen.
Oh, she's trying to get some brownie points with us.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, she said, let me get some tea.
Yeah, she was like...
Yeah, that's very annoying. I think, but that's just the conversation we were just having. Like, people do assume.
People get nosy. What
we say or do.
That's why you got to keep your business to yourself.
Yeah, that's why I never date somebody publicly ever again. They assume every little detail. Why do I feel like you're bluffing? I feel like I learned my lesson, because I thought every before I moved to LA, I thought everyone was like, oh, don't put your relationship on public because people are gonna be like nosy as fuck. But I thought that was just bullshit and like a myth until I actually did, and I was like, oh shit, like y'all have opinions about everything, and if I don't post with him in this day, y'all gonna be like, oh, you're not with him no more. If like I don't do this with them, they're gonna be like, oh, like what's going on?
I don't believe in love anymore. Yeah. Like when they hit you with that stuff, and they're like, if you guys don't get married, like yeah, like all that stuff.
Bro, you're what, 23?
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting married. Come on.
You don't know, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready. Stop
with some fucking kids. I'm sick and tired of this.
You know, I feel like, I mean, before coming out, when people would tell me, like, or at least early on, they were like, hey, try your best to like keep some things for yourself. Like, obviously, you're an influencer and like try to like put stuff that you want to be out, but like for the most part, they're like try to keep your relationship for the most part like offline.
Try to be selective, yeah.
And I don't know, like I feel like people could take that in a sense where they're like, well, isn't that kind of, I don't know. Initially, I was like, that's kind of like a selfish feeling in a sense, because for people that don't know like what it's like to date someone publicly and have like this relationship where everyone's so invested, I feel like people could be like, well, isn't that kind of selfish of you to like keep it from us? And like, that to me, like I had comments like that. They were, because I've like mentioned it before.
I don't think that's selfish
at all. People just don't get it. Yeah.
I think that that's your personal business. People be forgetting that we're actual real people.
Mm-hmm.
So like, of course, you don't want everybody knowing about your situation. Yeah. You know? Uh-huh.
They think we're characters sometimes. I think it's funny.
It's kind of dope, though.
I be playing into it too.
Why you think I be dressing like a character every day? I'm like different mood every day.
That's funny. All right, let's see this next one.
Season 2 Cassie really gives me a huge ick. I don't know what's happening to her, but she knows better than this.
That's
Cassie is
in Euphoria, Sydney Sweeney.
What I like about this season for her is just showing like girls really do like have Stockholm syndrome when it comes to men, because like they'll do anything sometimes for a little bit of validation from a guy who treats them like shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I bet everyone watching, like she said that Cassie gives her the ick, and it's like,
That's real life.
Yeah, yeah. She hasn't. It's real life. Like Euphoria does like a really. We were talking about it like before you came on. And Euphoria does like a great job of showing the good in the characters, but also like the bad. And then you end up at the end of the day like, damn, are any of them? Like, you're not really rooting for any of them, to be honest. Because
I'm rooting for Zendaya 24/7.
Yeah,
I'm rooting for her.
She's one that I feel like we all want to get better.
Come on. I want her to get better.
Yeah, it's hard to watch at this point. It's just like seeing her relapse is not a good thing. So it's like, damn. But
she's really killing that role, though.
No, so fucking good.
Oh, she's playing it too well. It's crazy.
It's kind of making me think, like, are you okay?
Yeah, are you good?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Not are you okay? That's hilarious. Let's have a debate. What fast food restaurant has the best french fries?
McDonald's. Wow. Good one.
You're weird.
How am I
weird?
You're so weird.
What do you think?
First of all, you want to argue right now?
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to give you that.
Say In-N-Out. Please say In-N-Out.
In-N-Out fries taste like chalk.
Trash. Yeah, they're trash. Okay, I thought you were about to say.
I'd rather die.
I fully back him on McDonald's.
Who do you think has better fries than McDonald's?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Those two. Yeah.
I can't argue that.
All right.
Okay. Bro, I eat that shit every day.
We'll settle at that.
I
was literally gonna say it. The first two fries that came to mind were McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. Because it's just like different, but
fries,
so good.
Yeah, McDonald's fries are
perfectly
salted.
They're just the cookies.
But the waffle fries do hit crazy. Yeah.
Do you like a thick cut fry? Like those steak fries?
Mm-hmm.
Like
I hate
Red Robin.
I like the thin ones.
Really?
Yeah. You like a thin one? I have to get a handful of thin ones.
What is our restaurant with thin fries?
Bossa Nova has crazy fries.
Bossa Nova, what's that? Ooh.
Damn.
What are you about to fuck here?
Damn.
I don't know. Where are you from again?
That's on Sunset,
I'm from Puerto Rico.
Actually?
Yeah.
Born and raised.
I lived there till I was 5. I was like homeless and shit. And then my dad joined the Navy, and then I'm kind of a Navy brat. Just moved around a lot.
That's kind of the lifestyle, though.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little weird, you know, being the new kid at school every 2 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It for sure gives you character.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've lived in LA my whole life, and I've never met someone.
I was an outcast, though. You know, I was a kid with a hoodie on, headphones in.
Yeah.
Played varsity basketball. Wouldn't talk to nobody.
You just got to do your shit and then leave.
Yeah. The only reason I was passing was for basketball. As soon as I broke my nose, like, it was just like,
what's the point?
No.
I didn't give a fuck. My parents couldn't afford a face mask, so I was just like, all right. Like, I wanted to drop out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah. Mm.
What's your favorite cereal?
You know what? Let's make it a debate topic. What's the best cereal?
Oreos.
Mini Oreos, have you had it? The mini Oreos? Oh, you're a genius.
Wait, like the actual, there's like a cereal called Oreos,
no,
right?
There's a cereal, and then there's like the ones that come in little packets.
Yeah, the mini Oreos, and you should make them a cereal.
Yeah, those shits go crazy.
So fucking good.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. But bitch, you will have the worst sugar come down ever after that.
Oh, I bet.
Be just sad. Just fatigued.
I got like a top five just because I can't like narrow it down, honestly. I got Lucky Charms, mm-hmm. Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Cocoa Pebbles, and probably Reese's Puffs.
Okay.
That's top tier.
Yeah, those are like my top ones.
Yeah.
You can squeeze Fruity Pebbles in there too if you want like a
Fruity
different.
Fruity Pebbles are so good.
But I usually lean like chocolate. I can't go wrong with chocolate. Chocolate in the morning. But if you're trying.
Chocolate Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah,
I've never tried those. Is that actually a thing?
Yeah, put the cocoa white pebbles. Milk in there. Next thing you know, you got chocolate milk, and you're just eating it.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How many siblings do you have?
I'm a middle child.
Really?
Yeah. So I have an older sister, a younger brother. I was the fucking
middle child. I've never ever.
I was the kid that was always getting in trouble.
Mm.
Like at one point, I figured out that if I take the battery out of my G-Shock, they become magnets, and I'd put it on the security system, and I would freeze it. And this one, I lived in Virginia, so I'd sneak out all night and go skate with my friends.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
And then I showed my sister how to do it, and she fucking got caught the first time. So, like, I was fucked.
It almost ruined it for you, huh?
It ruined everything.
Damn. You get psyched out and everything.
Still love her. Still love her.
But, yeah, I think without further ado, I think we covered everything. And this was a good podcast episode. Mm-hmm. Make sure you guys go check out Ian Dior's new album. And on all socials at Ian Dior.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, thank you for coming on.
Yo, thank you guys for having me. This was actually really fun.
Yeah.
Of course.
Good times here.
Stream every fucking song on his album.
To all my fans, I love you guys. You know, this album took 2 years, but it's finally here, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And to everybody out there, don't let nobody stop you doing for whatever the fuck you want to do. Chase your dreams.
Bye.
I'm Ian Dior. I'm out. Peace.
Peace, guys.